This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Manor from Minkton. Patient's first name is Army, A-R-M-I-E, last name is Davis, D-A-V-I-S. Date of birth is 11-10-1944. Date of evaluation is 12-7-2022. History page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of patient delusional thinking, comma, hostility, agitation, and non-compliance with the treatment recommendations. History of present illness. This is a 78 years old female who was admitted here on 7/28/2022 upon transfer from Beaumont Hospital, Royal Oak. Patient's chart indicates that she is being followed by a hospice. Patient has metabolic encephalopathy, protein calorie malnutrition, unspecified osteoarthritis, gout, fibromyalgia, adult failure to thrive, history of bacteremia. Peer patient was quite anxious during my evaluation and getting very easily irritated and angry when I asked questions to assess her mood and cognition period. She asked me to keep the door completely open and kept on stating, quote, "It's so dirty here," unquote. She was quite suspicious and was observed to be talking to herself and expressing paranoid thinking. I discussed her condition with the hospice staff, who reports that patient is afraid to eat and fears being poisoned. Period. Patient's husband comes to visit her and brings food. I spoke to patient's son, Lavar, L-A-V-A-R Davis, who minimized patient having any prior history of schizophrenia or depression, but reports that she had chronic insomnia and fibromyalgia. Period. Patient son acknowledged that her mother gets paranoid and often is out of touch with reality. Period. He reports that when she was admitted here, she was on Ativan gel, which apparently was discontinued. Period. Hospice staff reports that she would not let staff apply Ativan gel. Next paragraph. Patient kept on stating, "Oh Lord," and asking me to leave and come back. She did not want to answer any questions to assess her mood and could not tell me today's day, date, month, season. She could be responding to internal stimuli, but conversation was definitely not in touch with reality. Review of system: general weakness, poor appetite, eyes, ear, nose, throat, non-reported cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genital urinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-reported neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment not known, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment not known, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization not known, prior history of alcohol and substance abuse not known, social history, current relationship, married, number of children. I did speak to patient's son. Next paragraph: medical record, lab, diagnostic test, collateral, informant chart, nursing. Patient's son reports that patient's mental condition declined after she had a stroke in early 2021. Next paragraph, under history and habits, messy medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history not known. Next paragraph, current medications are MAR reviewed, no psychotropic medications. Patient is on morphine sulfate per hospice but does not take it. Next paragraph, blood pressure 120 over 68, pulse 684, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general disheveled demeanor, uncooperative, murmurs, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, clear mood, anxious, irritable, thought passes confused, associations, loose thought content, paranoid thinking, but no thoughts of harm to self or others. Perceptual disturbances, unable to assess, could be hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent, appears to be impaired, final knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor sleep and appetite, poor. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, metabolic encephalopathy, G93.41. Plans, ongoing follow-up with attending physician and hospice. Number two, psychosis. Number two, psychosis with delusional thinking due to known physiological condition, F06.2. Plans, I discussed with hospice staff regarding trial of Zyprexa, 2.5 milligram once a day, and also talked to patient's son. Considering her paranoia, delusional thinking, hostility and agitation, period, patient's compliance is questionable on psychotropic, on any medications. We'll have to wait and see if she takes Zyprexa or not. Peter's son also requested maybe a retrial of Ativan gel for agitation. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician and hospice for medical management, period. Long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. We'll follow with you, notify our service for any worsening of mood or psychotic disturbance. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administration, common side effects of antipsychotics, risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above, end of dictation.